Anger. Every day there will be something or someone that will cause us to be angry. And when we allow the negative emotions of anger to settle in our heart, even if it's for a brief moment, we are giving that something or someone outside of us power over us, because now the anger within us will manipulate our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Anger says, "You owe me." Anger says, "You ruined my reputation. You ruined my family. You stole my money. You hurt me. So now you owe me. You owe me my money. You owe me time. You owe me my family. You owe me my reputation. You owe me an apology." Now, as long as the debt goes unpaid, the anger will remain in the heart and will manipulate our thoughts, words, and actions. But as time passes, we tend to forget the cause of our anger. But when the pressures of life rise, the ugly thoughts, words, and actions resurface. But the problem is that the people who have nothing to do with the issue become the recipients of our anger-inspired words and actions. So, how do we manage anger? The only way to fully deal with the situation is to dislodge the anger that has settled in our hearts. The only way to remove the anger is to cancel the debt. And the only way to cancel the debt is to forgive. You see, forgiveness is not extended for the benefit of the recipient. No, forgiveness is extended for the benefit of the giver. Because forgiveness removes the power of the negative emotions of anger that something or someone outside of us has been exercising over us. Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? "No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, "but 70 times 7. In other words, as many times as necessary. Anger should never be managed. Anger should be removed. We must learn to practice forgiveness as often as necessary. By doing this, we prevent anyone or anything outside of us to have control over us.